Hello, this is the Taxation Podcast. I'm Daniel Selwood. This is Mike Truman.
Hi there.
We're talking about issue 4283, which is online from the 1st of December and in print the next day. We won't take up too much of your time this week, so we know it's a busy time of year, and we'll quickly crack on with our first article, and that is a bit of a précis of David Gawke's speech in front of the tax faculty recently.
Yeah, the Hardman lecture. It was good, actually. I think it was, I mean, nothing earth-shattering, a little bit about CFCs and so on, which is worth having, but if they make good on this promise that they're going to be predictable about the way that they produce tax policy and that they consult on it and so on, and just in general that they're not going to make change for the sake of change, that'll be really good. I mean, you know, the trouble is most chancellors and most treasury teams start out saying that's what they're going to do. Most of them don't stick to it, but it'd be really good if they do.
Not to give too much away, but he was rather evasive when it came to some of the questioning from the audience.
Particularly mine. Yeah, I mean, avoidance, I don't think he answered avoidance terribly well. I mean, and seemed to slightly contradict himself. And we talked last time about my Red Spot article, and yeah, he hasn't given us dates for when they'll deal with post, but we are chasing him on that, shall we say.
And anybody who's not read the Red Spot article, it's worth a look. It's free to view, and it's on our website now. Okay, cracking on. Nigel Holmes exhorts more companies to consider making claims for R&D relief.
Yeah, I think what was really good about this is that he started with all the objections. In fact, the whole article is basically a list of answers to the objections. He talks about white coat mentality when people say, well, we don't do R&D because they're just thinking that R&D is the sort of stuff that's done by people in white coats. Talks about the fact that, yes, it is worth doing because even if the amount of effort put in for 1 year looks as if it's a bit, you know, a bit too much, he says it's very rare to only get R&D for 1 year. You generally find that if you've done it once, you can do it following years much cheaper and so on. So, you know, it's a good practical article from someone who does it a fair amount. So,
this is in response, I assume, to the recent news that a phenomenally small percentage of companies claimed R&D, really.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember the percentage, but it was ridiculously small. And I know when I've talked to people about it, you do tend to get this answer of, it's a lot of hard work. Actually, I think these days it's not so bad, provided you know what you're doing and you approach it in the right way, and he's gone into that in some detail.
Okay, moving swiftly on again. Mike Thexton's article this week, it's an ongoing tale of his dealings with VAT Tribunal.
Yeah, well, we're first-tier tribunal now, obviously, but this is the sort of hors d'oeuvre. Mike and Neil Warren wrote us an article a while back about how in the flat rate scheme you're supposed to include as a supply the interest that you're getting on the bank interest you're getting on business bank accounts. Mike therefore ensured, I mean, because he disagrees with it, ensured that he got taken to the tribunal on this. This is his report of the process of going to the tribunal rather than the final decision, which we'll get when it comes out. And he talks about things like procedural directions and skeleton arguments. What it made me think was, it would put you off because it sounds a lot more formal than the old general commissioners, if that was the thing you were comparing it with. On the other hand, he does say that the actual process, the actual hearing process, was a lot less formal. So it seems to be more formal in the procedural side, but less formal than the special commissioners when you finally get to it.
And there will definitely be more to come.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got the we're going to have the decision eventually. He hasn't got yet, but he'll be writing that up for us, which is going to be very important.
Jolly good. Any other business?
A little bit. We had some meeting points from a lecture by Matthew Hutton. They've been online for a while, but if you haven't read them all there, then they're in the magazine.
This is the extended version of what we ran the other week.
Exactly, we ran some last a couple of weeks ago, and this is the rest. Bit about whether you should be maximising the spouse exemption on first death. Can you still maintain resident and not ordinarily resident status after Turkscare, things like that.
And most importantly this week?
Most importantly this week, well, taxation awards, I guess, is what we think. Yes, the taxation awards call for entries is back in there again. We have got so many categories that you could enter that there must be one that fits you. So please do have a look and enter.
taxationawards.co.uk, by the way. And very finally, my own column. I haven't actually written it yet, but I do know
it's me.
Yeah, I do know it will be entreating our readers to get their credit cards out. So look out for that one. Cheers. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Bye now.